Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Benita. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. My name is Renee, one of the contractors. I have a customer that's on our route today. It says they're getting an install. However, it's a service call.
Okay, may I have the order number?
079, D as in David, E as in Edward, 815.
And the customer's name?
Ruby Cologne.
Yeah, it says it's for a single built and electric oven.
We've already done that last week. It's a service call. If you look at the notes down in there, that's why I put it in.
Okay, I'm not sure to how to have this updated. When it was installed, when?
Last week.
Okay. And what was the problem?
Once? So we went back out once for she said she smelled gas. There was no gas. Went out there Friday for that. And then now she's saying something about she can't access her water or something.
Well, there should, if you went back out there Friday, there should be another work order in the let me see.
That is a different work order than the one they put in today. One from Friday is 07888, E as in Edward, C as in cat, B as in boy.
Bear with me just a moment. And they said about their Okay, I can change that. Okay. Bear with me just a moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just got to put that in pending client reschedule and add a service call.
Are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to put the install in pending client reschedule and add a service call.
That's fine. Thank you.
Just a moment. It's got the service call added.
Okay, it's all done.
Bear with me just one moment.
Sure.
It's trying to update, so bear with me.
Long side one for you.
Okay, it's got the service call added for today.
Same order number?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. And your name?
Renee.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
Okay, Renee, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.